Lord.
So we always worship those scriptures, and any offense to those scriptures will also obstruct our progress to attain the fruit of chanting the holy name. That's called Shruti Shastra Ninda. Through the scriptures we actually find direction to find our Gurudev. And those scriptures guide us. And we always remember that faithful guide as mother, as sister, as our own friend, who always guide us to the service of our Guru and the Supreme Lord. Those holy scriptures. And the scriptures also have their identical form with the personality of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam has been described: first canto, second canto, the feet of the Lord; third canto, fourth canto, the leg of the Lord; and fifth canto, sixth canto, the middle portion of the Lord; seventh, eighth, ninth, coming up to the shoulders of the Lord; and tenth canto, smiling face of the Lord; 11th canto, forehead of the Lord; and 12th canto, the crown of the Lord. So as the deity of the Lord, the scriptures also have their bright, brilliant existence, and they are also showing us that effulgent form of the Lord in the form of his name, and we always bow to and worship those holy scriptures. Otherwise, the offense will go to the name as well.
Actually, the scriptures, it is revealing through Shruti. Shruti means Krishna himself given that knowledge to Brahma through his ear, and Brahma giving that Shruti mantram, that's called Amnaya mantram. That's revealing into the Brahma from Krishna to Narada. This way, Shruti Mantram come down from the transcendental abode in this mundane world. And for that, one of the name of that mantra is the Shruti Mantra. And they are not only mantram. The whole our kalyan,
auspiciousness, super benefit,
super beneficial property, It is descending from Guru Parampara, and that time not was written anything. That time all was very sharp, intelligent, memory was very much sharp, and they are practicing in the house of their gurus, and from the guru they are getting that knowledge. That called transcendental knowledge, and that time not was book form. It's come later book form. And they are Samved, Rig, Yajur, Atharva, like for Vedas, Mahabharatas, Puranas. Later it's come in the written form. But before it was guru to disciple, disciple to disciple, 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 success in life. And all disciples, they are practicing in their house of guru. And this way, mantra revealing from one to others. And for that it's called Shruti. And all that Shruti, they are glorifying the holy name of Lord Krishna. Namnamakari bahudha nija sarva sakti satratita niyamita smaraneno kala. Mahaprabhu said, your all the holy name, when descending here, they are descending with their full power. And that power You given that power in your holy name, and you are living there with your name. And when it is descending, that's called transcendental knowledge through a Guru Parampara. And later it's happened as writing form. What is form?
Written form.
Written form. And Vedabhyas done it, and Vedabhyas also our very exalted guru in the line of Krishna consciousness. And all knowledge actually we have got from Vedabhyas in written form. That Shruti Shastra we not with abuse anyway. There is so many things, so many explanation, so many knowledge expansion, many things living in the Shruti Shastra. But if you think it is, oh, it is too much, it is, cannot give that result or like that, this way, abusement, not making happy to the holy name. And it is offensive. And avoid that. This is fourth offense.
The glories of the name, all scriptures, exaltation. Dare not think their praise to be exaggeration. Agastya, Ananta, Brahma, Shiva, etc. ever. Sing the glories of that name with full-hearted fervor. Who can cross the ocean of the glories of that name? Whoever says exaggeration, have their sin to blame. For example, it's mentioned somewhere that if one chants the holy name only once, that one cannot commit as many sins, that by only chanting one name, all those sins can be purified. Someone will say, oh, that's too much. But if that name is chanted purely, without offense, this is the power of that name. Because the name is himself Krishna. He is called Nama Prabhu. And there is no exaggeration when all the glories of the name have been sung by the scriptures, not only sung in the scriptures, but sung by whom? Agastya Muni, Ananta Dev, who is supporting all the universes with unlimited heads, and who has unlimited mouths. And with unlimited mouths, he's always singing the unlimited glories of the name. But he also says, I cannot find the end of the glories of that name. Then where would be the question of exaggeration? And Lord Brahma, the local creator of the universes, four-headed Brahma, five-headed Lord Shiva, who also is considered the most exalted of the Vaishnavas amongst the gods, they're also singing the glories of that name with all their heart. Then how would we very insignificant soul ever consider that the glories of that name was exaggeration? If so, that would be an offense to the name, and we will not get the result of our chanting.
Yes.
The holy names of Krishna, eternal wealth of Goloka. Who thinks those names imaginary, mundane? He is offender. Narottam Das Thakur prayed, Golokera Premadhan Harinama Sankirtan Roti Na Janmilo Kene Thai. The coming down from Goloka Vrindavan, this gift with no price. And also there is no price which you can purchase this gift. Priceless, yet it is given free. But why did I not get love for that name that is coming all from down from Goloka? If I do not have faith in that name, then how will I get the benefit of that name? And to think it is imaginary. But the scripture, the teachers, the Lord, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Dev himself, they chanted and they gave that gift to the world. And the Lord, he came as his own devotee, in the form of his own devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Dev. Duldaivam idrishami hajani nanuraga. And he said, I do not have love for that name. I think it is because of my offenses. So offense is the only obstacle to that love divine, which is the gift of the holy name. And if we have no faith or lack our faith in that, we shall try to nourish our faith by the association of the pure Vaishnavas, of the pure devotees. And if we think it is imaginary, or it is a fashion, or a style, or a business, or anything except that gift coming down from the spiritual world, it will be an offense. And we will not get the result that is prema. All scriptures claim the name, all sin it can destroy. But those who spend their time in sin, making it a ploy, such a wicked attitude is that of an offender, deceived by illusion, perpetually to suffer. The name will destroy all sin. Then if I sin, and after that sin I will again chant, now I am pure, again I will sin, commit sin, again I will chant. It is considered like an elephant taking bath in the river and then again rolling in the dust. The elephant's method of drying is dust. But dust, he wanted to take bath to remove the dust. So if we chant the name to remove the dust of our sin, but again, by our addiction, by our habit, or by our wrong association, birth after birth, we were living in a sinful life, again we will sin, again we will bathe in the Ganges of the holy name. That will be to use the name as our servant, not to realize that we are servant of the Lord, we are servant of the name.
It is offense.
It is an offense. Incomparable name of Krishna, the treasure of ecstasy, never dare compare it with auspicious piety. That is religiosity, vows, sacrifices, good works in the world. If we say chanting the name, it is the same level as all these things. That will be an offense. Because the name comes from Goloka. It is beyond what is bad in this world and what is good as well. And if we equate it with the bad or the good of this world, that both will be an offense. Still, we are advised by Gurudev to try to lead a pious life, as previous verse. We will not sin. We will avoid sin in, at our present stage. That will help us to always have our full regard, faith, and affectionate devotion toward the name. And it will help us to avoid the wrong company, association, and offensive mentality to the name. Therefore, we should not think that the name can be compared with anything in this world, whether bad or good. Even a fire ceremony. Although there are many mantras are chanted there and the atmosphere is purified, but still that was possible in another age. In this Kali Yuga, the name shines above all other systems of worship, of service, of devotion, of activity. And that
in this age of Kali Yuga, the yajna, fire sacrifices, etc., many things, what we can easily do, other is, here we cannot do that properly. And for making proper, sometimes we are doing fire sacrifices, etc. But making that proper, even we are doing archan, we are doing worship to the deity. Everywhere we are chanting this mantra, Jada Sangha Kriya Karma Janata Vapa Janata Purnam Bhavatu Tat Sarvam Sri Hare Nama Kirtana. What? I have done this fire ceremony, and through ingredients and mantra, it's not fully happen, I feel. And if it is that, then I am now chanting the holy name of Lord, and everything will get fulfillment through this chanting. Then we are chanting Sri Hari, Sri Hari, Sri Hari, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya, or the name of Lord Krishna, Madhava, Madhava, etc. Krishna, this way.
Those who are faithless toward the name, deceived by providence, giving them the holy name surely is an offense. The holy name should not be distributed, or the glories of the name will not be preached to those who have no faith in the name, because their offense will increase. There is a saying, if you give milk to a snake, it only will increase his poison. So if a person has no faith in the name, the spiritual master also will not give the name to a faithless person.
And if we'll give, that is also offensive. Then we are not insisting to anyone, but we are glorifying our Lord's name. If anyone is attracted with that, they can submit, they can surrender. Then their sincerity and faith and seekerness will give some quality and property to take the name.
Despite them hearing the infinite glories of Krishna's name, those whose hearts don't melt in love are rascals of ill fame. Only pride and avarice their thoughts and words do yield. The pure name of Krishna to them is ne'er revealed. Ne'er many never revealed.
Then
if I can say, Srila Govinda Maharaj has always taught us and is always teaching us, if we want to chant the name, we must do so with humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others. And if not, then this will be that offense. Casting off these 10 offenses, leaving no exception, those pure souls who chant the name in holy congregation, the miracle of love for Krishna, they will surely savor. The name divine himself will shine within their hearts forever. E dashay aparad kuriya varjan je sujana kore harinama sankirtan apurva shri krishna prem lobhya taro hoy nama prabhu tar hrde nitya bilasoy.
Jai Vasila Bhakti Rakshita Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. This is 10 kinds of offenses. Summarily, some idea you will get from this discourses and avoid it. Simply. Give it hand. Yeah. Understand? Huh? What discourse God? Understand. Very good.
Nama Srishtanga Manumapi Shasi Putramatra Sharupam Rupangata Shagraja Murupuri Maturim Gustavati Radha Kundam Giri Varamaha Radhika Madhavasham Rapta Jasya Prachita Kripaya Sri Guru Tam Matasham Esha Shachandana Pushpam
Everything,
all together.
Thank you very much.
Full of sins.
You see, Maharaj here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is so merciful by His grace and unlimited mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. Through that, I have got some opportunity to stay here and to serve to the sincere seekers and the Vaishnavas, and with their love I am happily staying here. And many new sincere seekers, they join in the line of Krishna consciousness, and it is very good news. Our family increasing. Grasti varaun Krishna ama sabakar. And Srivas Pandit, he was always some disturbed by Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Please take it here. Srivas Pandit always was disturbed by Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. That time Mahaprabhu was Nimai Pandit, and Nimai Pandit was very naughty and always disturbing the big Pandit, who is scholar. He is questioning to them and disturbing them. Through his question, they cannot answer. And when they cannot answer, Mahaprabhu giving that answer, and they are happy. Then again Mahaprabhu cutting that answer. That is not truth. Then he is making another illusion. And they are thinking he is man or not. Which way he is doing like that? But everyone was happy. Some of the devotees, they are telling, if Nimai Pandit will join in Krishna consciousness, then we will get great victory. When Nimai Pandit come back from Gaya Dham, Gaya, there is forefathers, we are giving offering some, and that giving liberation to them. That is the glory of Gaya Dham. They are Vishnu's lotus feet, and if you give something, the remnants, forefather, they are taking and they are getting liberation. And it is tradition for any dead personality or person, his relative, son, daughter, who is living, he is giving some offerings as remnants of the Vishnupad Padma, the lotus feet of Vishnu in Gaya Dham. And Mahaprabhu also showing that he went to Gaya and met with Ishwarpuri and taken initiation from Ishwarpuri. Then immediate Krishna Prem revealed to him. And too much intoxicated with Krishna Prem, he come back to Navadvip and changed, fully changed. As a Vaishnava he revealed. And first, the devotees heard that Nimai Pandit come back from Gaya Dham and he become Vaishnava. And what kind of Vaishnava we cannot express, that is naturally Vaishnava, humble, tolerant and giving honor to others, with this nature they are chanting the glories of their Divine Lord. But Nimai Pandit not like that. He is intoxicated with the love of Divine love of Krishna, and always crying to take the name of Krishna, and he is always showing he living within deep separation from Krishna, and unbelievable symptoms come out as a devotee in the body of Nimai Pandit, then here is no doubt he immediately become a great Vaishnava acharya like that. After hearing many devotees every day assimilate in some house, some devotee's house, there was one kundo tree, flower tree, and thousands of flowers every day that tree given. And devotees are collecting every day from that tree flowers, and they are also communicating with each other with the glories of their Lord. The first when they met in that house for collecting the flower, they told, "You heard, a Nimai Pandit become a great Vaishnava. And I have seen, what I have seen in his body I cannot express. Actually he is a great devotee, we cannot understand before. But now after the initiation he is positioned like this." Then he already within us, I am feeling. And that time there was Srivas Pandit also. He also, everyone going for collecting the flowers. Prathamei kohilen Srivas udar Gosti varauni Krishna ama sabakar. Srivas Pandit after hearing was very happy. And he was very simple-hearted Vaishnava. Actually, Srivas Pandit within Panchatattva. But there are manifestations happening this way. But Srivas Pandit first told, "Oh, if it is, then I am very happy. And Krishna given Nimai Pandit to us, within us. Then now we can do anything in Navadvip." His desire was like that, if Nimai Pandit will join within our Krishna consciousness, then we can happily live in Navadvip. No one can compete with us. And that's happened after hearing, it is very merciful Krishna to us, increasing our family, and it is superb that Nimai Pandit joined with us. Now when Krishna giving that opportunity anywhere, the devotee getting much happiness, they now join in Krishna consciousness, some lost servant of Krishna. It is loving search, Lord's loving search for the lost servant. So when they are joining with us, I am feeling so much happiness. That